Please welcome to the show, Miss Nikki Walton.
Welcome.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning. Good morning. I just first, can I please say, Steve, my husband and I are huge fans. We're so proud to see your success. I cried with you on your birthday special that you had recently. Ooh, that aired. Oh. And my husband says, he told me to tell you that although he is a Kappa, you are still his favorite comedian.
Well, since he's a Kappa, he's my second favorite noob. Third favorite.
Nice.
Noob.
I will let him know.
It's Said the Entertainer first, then Nephew.
Oh, Tom. I know. You know, we're all from St. Louis. Said is from St. Louis. Ree from St. Louis. I'm almost from Berkeley, too. I love Said.
All right. Good. Well, hey, look, you got a book out. It's called Better Than Good Hair. And a lot of our listeners are probably thinking, what could possibly be better than good hair? Tell us about the book.
Yes, well, it is the essential guide for those who are new to natural, those that are thinking about going natural, or those that would just like to take better care of their natural hair. It's going to walk people through that process, you know, with the styling tutorials. There's a product guide and tons of advice and relatable stories from myself, but also other natural hair experts and community members, because it's not just about me. You know, every head is different. There's a celebrity forward with Kim Wayans and an entire chapter on teaching women how to work with their children's hair, keeping their children's hair natural. And also, it's not a political manifesto. You know, like there's no anti-relaxer, no anti-straight hair rhetoric. You know, there's no judgment. We ain't judging folks.
Yeah.
No harsh. We're meeting people where they are. You know, we're team edges. We're team edges. We're just trying to keep people's hair on their head.
Yes, there you go.
Well, you know, like, you know, we promote a lot of weaves on this show and stuff, but we've never, I've never ever said that I didn't feel good about natural hair. I think women with natural hair, I've seen them do some gorgeous stuff with natural hair.
Oh, yeah, you know, it's glamorous.
You on the cover of this book. Is pretty fly and tell the noob I said he done good. Yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
I know the voice killed him though. He couldn't help it. You talking in baby talk. That got you.
Stop it.
So
you know
let
what?
Me tell you.
Stop it.
How can this book Better Than Good Hair? Is it a resource for women that want to go natural and maintain natural hair?
Yes, it is. It's an essential resource. It's a very funny, easy to read narrative. So it's not just like, you know, definitions and technical stuff. It's going to be fun to read. It's going to show you the good, the bad, and the ugly. Because, you know, natural hair is not all unicorns. People in society still, it's not seen as professional, as appropriate. And we're trying to show the world that it can be, but it starts with the individual. So it is the resource. If you don't buy any other book this year, Better Than Good Hair is the book to get, because it's changing the face of Black American women. It's offering them practical flexibility and versatility and healthy hair where it wasn't there before.
Okay, and I'll tell you something else, too. If you can find a great natural hairstyle to wear, where you got your sexy on, you still got your beauty working and everything, it's a great healthy way to live, because a lot of women can't work out like they want to because they can't afford to get their hair done 3-4 times a week.
Exactly. You know, that is definitely a reason why a lot of my readers on CurlyNikki.com, my blog, turn to the site. They're looking for alternatives, ways that they can wear their hair and go to the gym and be sexy while they're doing it. You know, we got to be fly, too. And it offers that ability to be able to wash and style your hair whenever you need to, even if that's daily. If you have a regimen down, you know, you don't have to worry about going to the salon, waiting there for, you know, 10 hours to get your hair done, to get it straightened, for it to go back the next day.
Yeah. Hey, now, you have this great website, which you just mentioned, which is CurlyNikki.com. It's a great website and resource. So, ladies, CurlyNikki.com. That's N-I-K-K-I. Yes. N-I-K-K-I.com. CurlyNikki.com. That's the website. We're going to shut that down today. CurlyNikki.com, ladies. For all of you that's interested in any natural hair tips and stuff, you got tips on the website. And, you know...
Yes. There's tips, there's celebrity interviews, everything you could ever need to know about natural hair is there.
Well, folks, listen, go to CurlyNikki.com. And what we'll do, Nikki Walton, is we'll have you back on the show from time to time so we can keep our listeners abreast to all aspects of hair, not just weaves, but natural look and everything.
Mm-hmm. And so, can I just add, Steve, I'm trying to put natural hair on the map. I'm trying to put this book on the list. I'm trying to get like you. So if people are thinking about buying this book at some point in the future, I just urge them to buy it this week. You know, I really
Well, we're going to help you out. So they can go to Amazon.com and get the book now. Better Than Good Hair, everybody. Go check it out. And go to CurlyNikki.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.